We are taking the appropriate CDC suggested preparedness measures, not only for our patients, but with our staff as well. So at this time, we're currently assessing patients. We do have isolation rooms for those more at-risk patients if that's needed.
What should people do to protect themselves from this disease?
You know, right now, it's still encouraging the public to do the CDC recommended precautionary measures, things like washing their hands often, don't touch your face, your mouth, staying away from people who have symptoms. And really, if you're sick, stay home. It is important to remember that the risk for Coloradans to get the COVID-19 is relatively low. It's in our area, we know that. But if an individual does not have a high risk of exposure, it's very unlikely to have the COVID-19. If they do have any questions, they can call the Delta County Health Department. And they do have a new hotline, which is 874-2172. But they are also encouraged to call their primary care provider clinic first if they can. We're doing phone screenings. And if those screenings are found to be positive, we are encouraging patients to then be referred to our emergency department for further testing.
We have been working with our regional partners to develop response plans, and we are looking at ways of conserving our supplies in the hospital, like locations where we have them, and how to best utilize them. That's one of our biggest concerns right now. We've worked very closely with our emergency department to follow the state guidelines for screening and managing these patients, and we are continuing to develop more plans and protocols to help manage this as the situation progresses.
Has it been difficult at all for you to get the supplies that you need, like masks and gloves and things?
Yes, it has. So a lot of the manufacturers are now on back order for getting us those supplies. We've had to look at other places, even Amazon, where we can get things to help keep up our supply levels. We are feeling pretty comfortable at the moment, but it will just depend on how things progress.
And what else do you want to be sure that people know?
I think we probably can't say enough that performing hand hygiene and following cough etiquette is the most important thing that they can do to protect themselves and also stop spreading it to others. And then, of course, calling your doctors if you have concerns.